According to industry data, school uniforms and supplies increased by 36% over the last 12 months. Now, parents are shelling out for back-to-school supplies, and it's going to add even more strain to the family budget. With some tips on how we can, I guess, navigate this, finance and money expert Chris Foster-Ramsey says it's important to take stock of what you already have and can reuse and only buy what's absolutely necessary. He joins us now. G'day, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
This is one of those things that, you know, our parents really have no choice here. They've got to prepare their kids to go to school, but there are things they can do to, I guess, ameliorate some of those, well, that 36% increase.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, if in terms of tips here, you know, we find that probably taking stock of what you have already is probably the start. And, you know, if there's a way that you can use, you know, secondhand uniforms or, you know, that are in good nick, just to get around some of the uniform cost, that, you know, that's always suggested.
Because I suppose particularly with younger kids now, you know, as they sort of get towards late primary school and high school, they're not growing as fast as they are in the early school. So, I mean, secondhand uniforms are going to be in relatively good condition.
Yes, they are. And certainly, you know, similarly, if you've got family friends of older kids and a family of two or three kids, and the older kids are moving into high school, and within that friendship group of families, there's kids leaving where those uniforms can be reused, you know, that's another smart way to do it.
Now, you've suggested, though, obviously with shoes go new, but then, you know, save costs elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that, you know, the reason that we suggest that is around by going new with shoes, you're potentially preventing podiatry issues by having new and stable shoes, but probably should wear them in the last couple of weeks of the holidays so that it doesn't, the kids' feet don't blister up.
Yeah.
But, I think having stable shoes is where you need to have investment perhaps over a brand new uniform.
Now, things like stationery and school supplies used to be, you know, you'd think of them as a relatively cheap thing, but they're not anymore. What advice have you got for parents to save a bit of cash there?
Yeah, I think you know that there's one particular leader in that market segment, and I don't think that it's always it's wise to shop around and perhaps look at online retailers that can deliver to your door or do a click and collect, so you don't have to take kids with you, and you know you don't have a couple of extras end up in the trolley. So I think ways to doing that, it's doing a click and collect or an online order becomes more of a conscious decision than an impulse decision.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You've said use a Sharpie on clothing labels. What? Talk us through that.
Yeah, so a lot of families perhaps may want to invest in the iron-on labels. You know, a good Sharpie is a couple of dollars and does the same sort of thing in terms of the outcome of having a name on a uniform. So, you know, that can save time, particularly if you've got lots of uniform to iron labels on, but it's just as easy to write a child's name on uniform as it is to iron a label on.
Now, if you're really struggling and you do need assistance, what options are there? Do schools have, programs in place to help parents that are really doing it tough?
Yeah, they do. From our research and our reading, we seem to think that there's a family welfare officer or role within most schools, and there's a teacher or a support officer within the school that will take that on. And, you know, there's a really good argument to just say, look, if cost of living is biting, that these people will have been trained on how to help and what to do. And, you know, they have a myriad of ways they can help, and perhaps, you know, things that, depending on how bad things are, can help with government grants or fee waivers, or, you know, accessing that secondhand uniform shop within the school where things may have been lost and need to be rehomed.
Chris, always good to talk to you. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Stephen.
Chris Foster-Ramsey, finance and money expert from Foster-Ramsey Finance.